Hey there, welcome to the Fearlessly Curious podcast, your safe space to listen, lean in, and learn the diversity of human experiences through the lens of fearless curiosity. When we learn more about each other, we also learn more about ourselves. How? Because when we listen to each other's curiosities and experiences, we relate to that which is in common, and that which sets us apart gives us something to reflect on. We learn through and with each other. I am grateful to you, the global community, for your curious questions. The Fearlessly Curious podcast cannot exist without you.
The first thing I heard you say is that you feel like you're going back to your old patterns. Excellent. There's a win because you're noticing it. Because we're not here to not get into our patterns. We're here to experience through awareness. There is a perception when we have a desire to commit to our personal development, our personal growth, there's an unconscious desire to be perfect. We're not AI. We're not robots. We are here to experience. The fact that you're aware of that is a freaking win because you can now choose to go into your pattern and be aware, I am in my pattern. Every step of the way. Oh, look, I'm doing my doom scrolling. That is a win. Yeah. That is not a failure in any stretch of the imagination. Wouldn't that be a weird twist of events, right? If by tuning into what you once perceived as your unhealthy habit, because now you're aware that is the difference. Mm. It's no longer the same experience. When that happens again, and it will, you can make a conscious decision by having that awareness. You can get clear whether or not you're actually frustrated. Because what are you feeling? Are you feeling frustration or are you just simply aware?
To some extent, I'm frustrated because I feel I'm wasting time.
Let's see where that frustration stems from. Because frustration happens when you are basically living from your mind. Is your mind telling you something? And you're getting frustrated with your mind.
I think my mind is very addicted to the dopamine hits. I know I'm caught in that loop, that addiction loop.
Do you not think that you are in process of stopping it? Perhaps there's an opportunity for you to give yourself some compassion there. Notice that's something to celebrate. Because life is not about all or nothing, as much as we like it to be. When this happens again, and you do feel frustrated, you are letting your mind lead you to the doom scrolling. So what strategy could you create as an intervention for when that happens? So here are the prompts, right? Am I feeling frustrated? Yes. Okay. Simple maths. If I'm feeling frustrated, I am in my not self. Okay. So I'm walking you through this. So if I'm in my not self, it's because I'm not employing my strategy. My strategy is to respond. Where am I emotionally? Right. And if you're not clear where you are emotionally, then you know you're in your mind. So then you can speak to your mind. This is my mind functioning. How can I respond emotionally? This is my discomfort. The discomfort is my power. I'm just going to let the mind do its thing. Maybe I might journal, ask my mind, why do you want to doom scroll? What is it that you're looking for? Let's get clear. Let's look for something specific. See how you can now activate the channel of discovery because now you can focus on that. Mind, you want to take me there. Can we look for something specific? Then you leverage on that as opposed to allowing the mind to take all the power.
Why am I looking at social media again?
Another question might be, am I just bored?
Which honestly, I say is 70% of the time.
I'm wondering right now whether this is not a doom scrolling anymore because there is nothing that you have to do. And there's a part of you that desired this. You wanted to be free. You wanted to do nothing. Is this a part of you now that is judging you, criticizing you from an old place? It's no longer relevant. Where now you can say, actually, I'm not doom scrolling because there's nothing else I want to do right now. I'm choosing to be here and to scroll without any other intention but to scroll. So I'm not going to call it doom scrolling anymore
yeah.
because I'm not procrastinating. With awareness, I'm just going to say, you know, I'm going to give myself half an hour and then I'm going to go and clear the room. So I'm going to satisfy this because this is what I desired. I desire to have the freedom.
You're right. I never thought of it that way.
There is no urgency to do anything else right now. And this is what you were looking forward to. Awareness is now going, hey, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. I set myself this standard at that time when I did have other things to do and I was procrastinating, sleeping late. And so waking up late and rushing, I'm not in that space anymore. Can I recalibrate, set the timer? So you have an awareness, oh, I've been on half an hour. Not because you want to punish yourself or even restrict yourself, just support your journey of awareness. And if you really want it to be purposeful, start noticing your patterns as they develop. Now I see this pattern every day around this time. I'm like doing this. You wouldn't have known that unless you tracked it. If you want more, make sure to subscribe so you never miss a new episode every Friday. And please leave a review if you enjoy this episode. Don't forget to send me your curious questions and experiences as inspiration for future episodes. Your anonymity will be respected if that's what you prefer. For more guidance and support, join my emotional healing, mindfulness, and music community over at melissaindot.com. See you next week.